Among those torn by the prospect of Donald Trump leading the GOP into the fall election are Tea Party loyalists in Ohio. I spoke to one of the group's leaders about the divisions and the role of the Tea Party in down-ticket races. The Tea Party took shape as a fiscal and socially conservative force in Ohio in 2008, and by 2010 it was key in the Republican sweep of statewide offices. Tom Zawistowski heads the Tea Party umbrella group called We the People Convention. He also was a delegate for Ted Cruz in this year's GOP primary. Governor John Kasich won that primary, which means Zawistowski, like the delegates for Donald Trump, won't be going to Cleveland next week in any official role. Instead, he says his group is trying to figure out its next steps.
This has been literally the most divisive time in the Tea Party's 8-year history. We're about split 50-50 Trump Cruz people. And the way that Mr. Trump treated Mr. Cruz, particularly at the very end, talking about his father in these insane ways, really caused a lot of hard feelings. And we've got a real job to do to try to bring everyone together and understand what's in our best interest as a country. But here's the bottom line. The support for Donald Trump is about an inch deep, and it's real simple. The people who support Donald Trump have had a president who spent 8 years telling you that you stink, that you have white privilege, that you are bigoted, that you hate immigrants, that you hate blacks, that you hate women, that you hate everything. None of that is true. So what you have is a bunch of people who are sick and tired of being insulted.
So is it just he's not Obama?
I think it's less that he's not Obama than he's an American. From the first time he opened his mouth, he used that phrase, we're going to make America great again. And you know what? That's all we want.
So why didn't you right away jump on with Donald Trump?
Well, I read his book. You know, I'm a businessman for 30 years. I read his book, The Art of the Deal. I put down his book and said I'd never do business with the guy.
Why?
Because the art of the deal is to use other people's money.
So what are you going to do for the next 4 months?
We are literally having discussions about that. Because for the first time in the 8 years of the Tea Party, our path is not clear.
Any chance that you personally or that folks who make up the movement are going to say it's time to commit to a third party?
Yeah, very interesting. Two governors on the Libertarian ticket. And while I don't agree with the Libertarians on a bunch of things, I think it will cause some people to think.
Personally, are you looking at Libertarian? Are you saying Trump's the best of the bunch? We'll fall off this chair if you tell me you're voting for Hillary.
Yeah, I certainly will not be voting for Hillary. I think the question becomes really where our best chance to win is.
Do you guys see yourselves getting involved in any of the down-ticket races?
Yeah, we are committed to making sure that Rob Portman loses.
Why?
Because Rob Portman lied to us.
Specifically, Zawistowski says two things should cost the Republican incumbent his bid for re-election. First, Portman reversed his position on gay marriage, a change Zawistowski says voters should have known he was considering. Second, in 2014, Portman backed a Republican establishment candidate in Mississippi over a Tea Party challenger. Zawistowski says the Tea Party needs to send a warning to Portman and others. As for the U.S. House,
one of our biggest problems in our country is redistricting. The reason that our government is so polarized is because of redistricting. Because in Ohio, the reality is, you can't challenge anybody. These districts are so far in favor. They're so stacked with Republicans in 12 cases and with Democrats in 4 cases that only a Democrat or Republican could win.
But that has created a legislature that has done many of the things that social conservatives, at least, really endorse. So hasn't it served?
You know, it's so funny you say that. Honest to goodness, the reality is that the only legislation that gets passed is the one that comes with a check from a special interest person.
That's Tom Zawistowski, a Tea Party leader in Ohio. He says the group will focus on local and state issues, including tax reform, but likely will back Trump for president, though not uniformly. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.